Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Self-Made Mastery Podcast.
How are you? Happy Wednesday. My name is Adrienne Finch. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to listen to this. I think that what I have in store for you today is really inspiring. It's really something that can help you every single day. It's a phrase that you can say, a phrase that you can accept that'll be a key to your happiness. So what better than being happy? Everyone wants to be happy. I want to be happy. You want to be happy. So let's talk about it. First of all, as I've mentioned before, this podcast is for you guys, okay? Yes, I'm here and I'm facilitating and I'm teaching and I'm going through my journey with you, but this podcast is for you. I want you guys to be inspired. I want you to be motivated. I want you to be happy. I want you to know by the end of every episode, I want you to truly believe that you are in control of your own mindset, your own happiness, your own success. You can create any life for yourself that you want. It's possible. So thank you for being here. In today's episode, we are talking about the fact that shit happens. It just does. We're talking about that phrase, this lovely, magical two-word phrase, shit happens. If you prefer to say life happens, you can say life happens. I prefer to say shit happens because sometimes it just feels like shit and I don't love it. So yes, we're going to talk about the fact that life happens. Life throws you curveballs. You spill on yourself. You get a flat tire. Life happens. Shit happens. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about not only the reason why shit happens. Why? Why it got to be like that, huh? And then we're going to talk about how accepting this magical phrase and saying to yourself, you know, shit happens, is one of the most important keys to happiness and why it can change your life. This phrase can change your life. Easy. I'm even going to tell you about a story that happened to me, one of my shit happens days that I had recently, and kind of what I did to overcome it. So without further ado, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Let's get right into episode number 86. Shit just happens, the key to accepting life's curveballs. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Self-Made Mastery Podcast, your ultimate guide to total transformation. I'm your host, Adrienne Finch, and I believe wholeheartedly that anyone from any background can create and live their dream life. And the best part is, you only need one thing to start. Your mind. So join me here every Wednesday on this transformative journey to master your mindset and unlock your greatest potential. Let's go. All right. So yes, shit happens. Why does shit happen? Why does it just feel sometimes like life is just out to get you? It throws you curveballs. It just throws things in your face, negative things. You might get a ticket. You may fail a test, you may spill on yourself. Things just happen sometimes and you may be sitting there saying, why? Why does it have to be like this? Why does life have to shit on me? What did I do wrong to deserve this? We all do that. We can all admit we will sit there. We have a bad day. It seems like one thing after another happens. You wake up, you stub your toe, you get grumpy, you're late, you get a ticket. Why does this happen to us? Why does it feel like sometimes the universe and the world and life is just out to get you, throwing you curveballs? Well, if it feels like the world is out to get you, honestly, it kind of is. It honestly is. The world is out to get you. It's out to throw you these curveballs because how are we going to grow and learn and develop if we don't, you know, have to face some challenges every now and then? So life does happen. Shit happens. It always has and it always will. And that's just the facts of the world. The world is out to get you. So why does shit happen? Well, like I kind of touched on, human beings are meant to grow. We're meant to learn, evolve, want more, progress. And how are we supposed to do that if everything is just good all the time? How do we learn from that? How do we learn when things are just good? How do we grow? How do we decide what we can do better if we didn't do something terribly to begin with? How do we do that? How do we grow? Well, we can't really. Think about what you learn from. You usually learn lessons from the negative things, right? So you date the wrong guy. All right, well, I know what I don't want now. You learn what you do want. You say, oh, that guy was super narcissistic. I'm never doing that again. And every person you date slowly shapes your vision of what do you want? What do you want in someone? If you didn't experience those people that you didn't want, how do you know what you want? It's a lot harder, right? It's a lot harder to figure out what you want when you didn't experience something that you didn't want. And it's interesting that this is true. Part of me feels like, you know, we should be able to have things we want and say, oh, I want more of this. But our brains don't work that way. We dwell and focus on the negative, which in this case can be to our advantage. If we're thinking about the negative qualities of someone we're in a relationship with, then it helps us to define, what do I want in a relationship? And it's probably the opposite of that. And so that's actually a good thing. I personally have had many a terrible relationship, and I don't regret any single one of them. In fact, I look back fondly. Yes, they caused pain and heartbreak and hurt, and I wouldn't do it again, but I don't regret that it happened. Why? Because, oh my goodness, thank you that I went through that, because now I know who and what to avoid in my next relationship. I know the red flags to look for. I am not getting back into a relationship with anyone that displays any of those qualities that I now know that I don't want. So it helped me. It helped me having those terrible people. You make a mistake at work. Well, you learn how to operate differently next time. You learn, you grow, you evolve. That's what human beings do. We evolve. You learn how to operate differently next time. So we don't love this experience in the moment, but without it, we would never evolve or grow or learn. So just think about that. We wouldn't. Now, you're probably like, Adrienne, but I'm not choosing to stub my toe or spill coffee on myself. Like, I'm not asking for that. And you may feel like, well, what lesson is that teaching me? Come on, that makes no sense. Like, did I really have to go and spill on myself? But what it's teaching you, what every single negative thing that happens to you is teaching you and constantly reminding you, is to just let shit happen sometimes and to choose how you're going to react and the meaning that you're going to assign it. So we've talked about this before. We are in control of the meaning that we assign life's circumstances and actions and events. We can't control what is happening in life all the time, but we can control what meaning we make of it. What do we make this say about ourselves? What do we make this say about our careers, about our futures? If you stub your toe and then spill coffee on yourself, are you gonna choose to say, well, I'm already having a terrible day. Great, the world is out to get me. I'm a victim, everyone's out to get me. Are you gonna choose to do that? Or are you gonna choose to stand there and say, well, shit happens. I'm gonna brush it off. I'm gonna allow myself to be angry for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, however long you need to be upset. And then you're gonna not think about it. You're gonna say, shit happens, that's life. Can't do anything about it. Can't literally do anything about it, right? So you're choosing how you are reacting to negative things. So what I just said is a perfect example of the whole point of this episode, that you are in control of how you perceive the world, good things, bad things. You can choose to say, woe is me, the world hates me, screw everything. Or you can choose to take every bad thing as a learning experience, a growing experience, and something that ultimately makes you better, because that's what we want to do, right? We always want to be better. We always want to be more. We want to be better. We want to learn. We want to grow. We want to be more successful. So you're choosing the energy to assign to the things that are happening to you, and you're choosing what it means to you. So let me give you a little example, okay? I had something absolutely terrible happen to me, and I think the worst kinds of bad things happening are when you feel like you could have done something about it. The worst kind of things are when you maybe could have prevented it from happening, because you can't help but just be so angry with yourself. Hindsight's 20/20, you know? You're always like, oh, what could I have done differently? That is so normal. That happens all the time. So I am a big iPhone fanatic. If anyone has seen my main YouTube channel, I've done a ton of videos about iPhones and apps and just tech things. I love iPhones. I wanted to get the new iPhone the second it came out because I wanted to make some videos about it. I just love iPhones. So of course I said, I want to get this phone. But at the time, I was trying to stay within my budget. I was trying to be smart financially. And I was like, Adrienne, you just shouldn't. But then I decided, you know what? What if I sell my current phone? I'm going to sell it. I'll make back at least $700 out of like the $1,200 I'm about to spend on the new phones. That means I'm pretty much getting a phone for $500, a brand new phone. So I went on OfferUp. I went on all these websites to try to sell it. And I know it's sketchy. I know that it can be sketchy. But I kid you not, I took every possible precaution to make sure that this person who I was meeting up with was not going to steal my phone. Oh, I walked through every scenario in my head because I've heard about this happening before. I walked through everything. I was in the car on the way there and I literally walked through every possible scenario. I was like, okay, if he tries to touch it, this is what I'm going to do. And here's where I'm going to stand, and I'm not going to actually give it to him in his hand. Like, I thought of everything, okay? And I literally just had this weird, like, feeling that something bad was going to happen. And that was my first mistake. I immediately gave into this feeling. I right away was just like, why do I feel like I'm about to be robbed? Why do I feel like I'm about to be mugged? Maybe I should have listened to my gut. That's a whole nother thing. But I show up. And for the record, I literally had us show up to a police station, but the outside of a police station. So there was a park right next to a police station. And I thought, you know what? Let's meet up right outside the police station. It's got to be safe, right? Wrong. Oh, that was a lesson I learned. So I met up with the dude. And I'll spare you the details because it really is just so sad. It really made me sad. I don't think I've held on to emotions about something as long as I have this. This really upset me. I mean, I'm over it now, completely over it. But I mean, I was upset for probably 12 hours. And that's like the longest I've ever let something upset me. Besides like a long-term breakup or, you know, something like that. Oh man. Anyway, point being, yes, the person took the phone right out of my hand and ran away. I'm not even exaggerating. I wish I was. I called the police. I did the whole thing. But I was so angry. I was angry at him. I was angry at myself for trusting an online system like this, for trusting someone to be looking at my phone with it just kind of out in the open. I was angry at myself for not seeing this coming and not taking even more precautionary measures. I was pissed. I was pissed. So almost immediately, I sat in my car right after. I ranted on my Instagram story for a minute because I never do this. Nothing happens to me like this. This was probably the worst thing that happened to me in years. And that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. Bad things don't happen very often. I try not to attract bad things into my life. Or, I mean, bad things might happen, but I'm not allowing them to even be called bad things. Like, I'm not even assigning them that meaning. Things have just happened, right? Learning experiences. So this was one of them. And it sucked. I was out money. But you know what? I told myself two things in that moment. I got in the car and I said, Adrian, you don't know that person's life. Sure, I'm sure he was just a sketchy teenager who wanted to steal my phone and sell it and have money and buy some new shoes. But what if he wasn't? I don't know. That kid could have been in worse financial circumstances than I am. Doesn't make it okay. Doesn't make it okay at all. But I tried to tell myself, hey, you don't know the situation. You don't know. And that poor, sad child who just stole my phone, well, they get to live with that guilt. They get to try sleeping tonight and feeling good about themselves, okay? And I told myself that. I said, you know what? That person is now going to attract that energy into their life, and I don't want any part of that. You know, that's for them. If they want to attract that, if they want to have that type of attitude and put that type of energy out into the universe, that is their decision. I will not partake in that. The second thing I told myself was, I am going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. Yes, this was money that I needed. This was me losing $700 in one foul swoop. That's a lot of money. That was money I was going to pay bills with. That was money I was going to buy food with. But you know what? I am fine. No matter what circumstance you're in, no matter what background you come from, that guy had stolen my phone and I can't do anything about it. It was done. It happened. It was over. All I could do is file my police report and let it go. That's all I could do, right? So I told myself, Adrian, this is not the end of the world. Shit happens. Shit just happened to you. What are the takeaways? Well, let's be smarter next time we go to sell something online, right? Let's just be smarter, a little more cautious. Maybe this time I'll actually make the transaction inside of the police station. And I also said, you know, the universe is going to show up for me in other ways. This money is going to come to me in other ways. I just have to let it happen. I have to let this go, and I have to just trust and know that the universe has my back. I am a good person. I have a good attitude about this. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this, you know, screw with my head. I am going to take a deep breath, and I am going to let it go. Money comes and goes. Money will show up for me in other ways. And lo and behold, I'm pretty sure I got a brand deal for YouTube the very next day. So, you know, I just said, hey, all right, well, there's the money that I needed and wanted, and I was over it. When bad things happen to us, it's not fun. Of course it's not fun. And of course, feeling emotion, feeling human emotion is normal and it's healthy. And I am in no way telling you not to feel emotion. But what I'm telling you and just strongly suggesting is that your life will be a lot different and a lot happier if you can let out those emotions. You have 60 seconds, 10 minutes, 30 seconds, however long you need, but not that long. Get out the emotion and then say, well, shit happens, and let it go. Let it go. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Let it go. I promise. It is life-changing. Absolutely life-changing. So now we get into the acceptance of this magical phrase. You can't control what happens to you. I couldn't control that guy stealing my phone after the fact, right? Maybe before I could have, you know, done a couple things different. That's where the lesson comes in. But I couldn't control after it happened. I couldn't control that it happened. Could not change it. Could not go back in time and change it. So this is what I could do. I could learn a lesson. You get a parking ticket. All right, you can't control that, but what can you control? Maybe now you always read the signs before parking. And then you can control how it affects you and what it means to you. Are you going to walk around all day now that you got a parking ticket and just feel like a victim? Maybe your boss gives you some criticism and all of a sudden you just take that criticism super personally and you think everyone's out to get you and everyone hates you and you're not doing a good job. No, no, that is not connected. And it's up to you to separate when shit happens from the rest of your life, from the rest of your day. You control how it affects you. So just decide to say, screw it, F it, shit happens, and it won't go on affecting the rest of your day in life. I promise you. And the last thing I kind of want to mention to you guys is that this is not just a one phrase approach. This is an entire mindset. By practicing saying this phrase, when shit happens, say shit happens and forgetting about it, you are slowly but surely shifting your mindset. You are rewiring your brain. You are actually training your brain to just go with the goddamn flow. You are. You're training yourself. You don't even know it. It's completely subconscious. But by you doing this, you are training your brain to just go with things. And you will find that things start upsetting you less. When I get a parking ticket, I literally don't care. And that's not because I have money or I, you know, like I'll have a moment of being like, well, you're an idiot again for not reading the signs. But what's done is done. You can't do anything about it. So crying and screaming and being angry and feeling negative, that actually just sounds terrible. That doesn't sound fun or enjoyable at all. And it won't get you anywhere. Getting angry and screaming and crying does not get you anywhere. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of negative emotion. It's draining. It's exhausting. Why do it? Why do it? And I told myself that a long time ago. I started making this shift and it has completely changed my life. Even when my phone got stolen, my friends were like, oh my God, how are you not more upset? And I was like, oh, believe me, I was upset. And now I'm over it because shit happens. Like, what am I going to do now? And I do want to be extremely clear about one thing here. I'm not in any way saying that feeling emotions is wrong or bad or that, you know, you should completely be a stone wall and bottle things up. Let's not get these two things confused. I am definitely not saying that. I think that feeling human emotion is so powerful and so necessary in so many situations. So what I'm simply getting at here is that the emphasis that we place sometimes on these things that are out of our control is just too great. The emotions that we let overcome our entire being when there's nothing we can do about it besides learn a lesson and move on and be better next time is too much. So please feel your feelings. It's okay to feel upset that you got a ticket. It's okay to be bummed that you made a mistake, right? But it's the difference between allowing that to define yourself and allowing that to make you a victim and to always be blaming external factors for things that happen to you and instead taking responsibility for things that happen to you, whether it is or isn't in your control. When we start viewing things from the perspective of, I am in control of my destiny. I am in control of what happens to me and what it means to me. When you take responsibility, hey, I got a parking ticket because I parked in the wrong spot, or hey, my boss got mad at me today. Maybe it's because he's going through something, not because I am not worthy of this role or that I did a bad job, you know? And I think we can get into this in later episodes, how there's also a healthy balance between taking feedback to heart. Like, you don't want to completely ignore when people say you're doing a bad job and be like, no, I'm amazing. Like, you obviously want to listen to that as well, but there's a balance there we can get into in other episodes. But more so, I am speaking to the instances where people take little things and really, really make big, grand emotions out of it and make it really define who they are and what it says about them when it doesn't need to. And instead being able to kind of work this muscle that is feeling small emotions and then moving on,
taking the lesson, taking the silver lining, and moving on from it. And that's a muscle that you have to learn to flex. So we're here to practice that. I just wanted to be absolutely clear about that.
I get a parking ticket now. I'm like, oops, shit. I'm an idiot. But life happens and shit happens, and it genuinely does not affect me. And it's crazy how many people I see every single day who are massively affected by little things like that. Yes, it's money and I get it. It's, you know, but you can't do anything about it. You just got a ticket. You parked in the wrong spot. Whatever it is, I see people crying for hours and complaining, and I'm just like, I feel bad for them. I genuinely do. And that's why I'm talking about this today, is because you don't need to do that. It won't help you. This will help you. So next time something happens, you stub your toe, you spill your coffee, just say, well, shit happens, and put it out of your mind. Do not think about it. Do not dwell on it. If there's a lesson to be learned, figure out what that lesson is and accept that lesson, accept that into your consciousness, and then forget about everything else. So you want a happier life? Duh, is the answer. Then stop fretting over the little things that just happen. Just stop fretting. So to recap, you guys, and thank you so much for bearing with this shit happens episode. And by the way, I was inspired actually to create this episode because not only has this been something that has massively, massively changed my outlook on life and my mindset and just my happiness overall, but I also was listening to another podcast. It's called New Mindset, Who Dis, with Case Kenny. And I listened to one of his episodes on this word. It's a Danish word. I don't actually know how to pronounce it. It's spelled P-Y-T. And it's basically a thing that people like exclaim when things happen to them. So they'll just be like, ah, pit. It's kind of like, ah, shit. Like what we would say, you know, it's kind of just a, oh, well, or a, things happen or stuff happens. And I think it's so cool that they have that word. And I heard Case Kenny talk about this on his podcast. He's like, you know, it's cool that they kind of just have this phrase. This universal, like, well, shit happens. And that's exactly what we have. And, you know, he was so right in saying that, like, shit just happens. And by just saying that out loud, you're becoming happier. You're being happier. You're accepting life. You're just going with the flow. So we talked about, why does shit happen? Why does the world shit on us? Well, we have lessons to learn. And how do we learn what we want? How do we learn how to be better? How to be more? How to be successful? If things don't happen that are negative ever, if we don't ever, quote, fail, how are we going to succeed? If you aren't failing, you won't succeed, because we learn our lessons from bad things happening. We learn our lessons from things not going our way. If we launch a business and we don't get any sales, we now have feedback. We have things we can analyze. Okay, what did we do wrong? What can we do to get sales? We would rather have a failure than not try at all, you know? So that's why shit happens. It just does. It just does. It's there to teach us lessons. It's there to help us learn and grow and succeed and be happy. And then we talked about how accepting this magical phrase is one of the most important keys to happiness. We talked about next time something happens to you, let yourself feel your emotions for a minute, for 10 minutes, however long you need to, but the shorter the better. And then say out loud, shit happens, and move on. Forget about it. Don't think about it. Don't dwell on it. Do not let it define you or your day or your life or your success. No. And that's really all there is to it. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Remember, if you would like to leave me a review on iTunes, I would appreciate it so much. I would love your guys' feedback. You can always, always hit me up on Instagram. I would love to hear your guys' feedback. Seriously, this podcast is for you. I want to inspire you. I want to encourage you, motivate you, teach you. So let me know. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you guys want. Thank you so much. I will see you. I keep saying that. I'll see you guys in the next, but I won't. Thank you guys again for being here. Seriously, you're the best. And let's go kick some booty today, all right? Let's just go accept that shit happens and kick some booty. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.